Your Bible to 2 Chronicles, chapter 17, which is the text for this evening. And the topic is impact on the enemy. Well, the topic seems to be quite vague. What is this impact on the enemy? Now here in 2 Chronicles chapter 17, we find a narrative and a true historical event. What lesson can we learn from Jehoshaphat and from this episode in his life? I think there's one verse in the Bible that captures the theme or the lesson very precisely and accurately. And that is found in the book of Proverbs. If you turn to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 7. And let us read this verse together. If you can memorize this verse, it will be good. Not so difficult to memorize. But here we find a wonderful principle and promise. Proverbs 16, verse 7. Let us read together. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. There's a principle over here. If you walk or live a life, and your ways please the Lord, the Lord will bless you. And what appears to be impossible, that your enemies should become your friends, God will make it happen. He maketh your enemy become your friend. And the Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh, in his book, Commentary on Proverbs, restated the verse in this way. And he said, when God is on your side, your enemy becomes your friend. Your enemy becomes your friend. If God is on your side. So you want to make sure that in your life, God is on your side. And of course, if you want God to be on your side, you better make sure you're on God's side. If you're on God's side, God will take your side. And God will help you. And God will deliver you. And God will grant you peace in your life. In the midst of even a perverse generation, an enemy surround you, the Lord will deliver you. And grant you peace, even from your enemy. Imagine that. And this we find taught in this passage in 2 Chronicles, in the life of Jehoshaphat. Do you have enemies? How to deal with your enemy? Is it tit for tat? They try to hurt you or destroy you. And since they want to do this, well, I must do the same to them. Fight fire with fire. I better destroy them before they destroy me. Do we deal with our enemies this way? Or is there a higher way, a better way, God's way? And God's way is the best. Don't deal with your enemy. Let God deal with your enemy. You get right with God first. And make sure your life is lived according to God's will, God's way, God's word. And God will make your path smooth. Your life peaceful. Even your enemy he will make to become your friend. So this is the high teaching here in this passage in 2 Chronicles chapter 17. And I want you to take note of how Jehoshaphat lived and how he conducted himself as king of Judah. You know, by this time, the kingdom had already been divided. Divided kingdom after Solomon. The northern kingdom, Ephraim. Southern kingdom, Judah. And the northern kingdom had 20 kings, all wicked, evil kings, idolatrous, immoral, all bad. Southern kingdom, Judah, also 20 kings, but at least they had a handful of good kings, godly kings. Jehoshaphat was king of the southern kingdom of Judah, and he was number 4 after Rehoboam, first king of the southern kingdom. Rehoboam, not good, he was a bad king. And after that, Abijah, also not good. Then Asa. Asa was the first of the good and godly king. Although he was not perfect, but he was commended. And later on, his son, Jehoshaphat, became king. So Jehoshaphat was number 4. And he was also a good one. The Lord commended him, and the Lord also blessed him. Why did the Lord bless him? Because he walked in the ways of the Lord. And how did he do so? Now, if we look at verse 3 in 2 Chronicles 17, and verse 3 we read, and the Lord was with Jehoshaphat. This is a wonderful thing to have. I hope you know, this can be said of you. God is with me. God is with, and then you can substitute Jehoshaphat's name with yours. Is God with you? Is God on your side? Well, if God is on your side, your enemy, he can make to become your friend. And the Lord was on Jehoshaphat's side. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat. Why? These are the reasons. Because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Baalim. He walked in the first ways of his father David. First ways of David were very godly ways. For David, we know, was a man after God's own heart. Always 100% Jehovah. And David was a beloved king. And God loved David very much because of this. And the Lord blessed David. And his reign was a glorious reign. And the Lord showered upon David tremendous blessing. Because he was a man after God's own heart. And he became a pattern for future kings. It was good for Jehoshaphat to pattern his life and his reign as king after David. A good example to follow. And if you need someone to look at, to pattern after, do so if there's someone in your life who's a godly example. Follow that way. The Apostle Paul himself says, be followers of me as I am also of Christ. And I'm very thankful that I had a good teacher in the Far Eastern Bible College, founding principal of the college himself, and founding pastor of the Bible Presbyterian Movement, the Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh. I not only learned a great deal of biblical and theological knowledge from him, but I also observe his life and his ministry, his good and godly example, how he dealt with people, friend and foe, the wisdom he imparted. So the good way, as he follows the Lord Jesus Christ, I follow him. Is there someone in your life who qualifies as a godly example? Follow him as he follows the Lord Jesus. Here, Jehoshaphat followed David, his father David. Good example. And he sought not unto Baalim. He worshipped. Jehoshaphat worshipped Jehovah. He sought not unto Baalim. Verse 4, but sought to the Lord God of his father and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel. In other words, Jehoshaphat was not someone who just paid lip service to Jehovah. Because there were those who paid lip service. Yes, I believe, I follow Jehovah. But then they also worship and follow the other gods. The more the merrier. Yes, Jehovah is very good. But Baalim is also very good. This is hypocrisy. And the Lord, of course, is not pleased because you must worship the only living and true God who is invisible, who is a spirit. And all these idols of the heathen nations are no gods at all. And so he was true to his confession. His walk matched his talk. It is such a life that is pleasing to the Lord. So he sought the Lord. And here, the word to seek, he sought the Lord. Well, how did he seek the Lord? How do we seek the Lord? Very simple, very basic. We seek the Lord through his word. We seek the Lord through prayer. Do you read your Bible? Do you pray every day? Do you do your RPG? Or keep your RPG? Read, train, grow. Well, Jehoshaphat did his RPG. He read, he studied the scripture, and even went one more step, which we'll learn afterwards. He prayed to the Lord. He was very devout and very devoted to the Lord his God, and then obeyed, walked in his commandment. And this was what the Lord Jesus said. You put me first. Put me number one in your life. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that was what Jehoshaphat did. Seek first. He sought the Lord God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He walked in his commandment. So are you devout in your devotional life? You read your Bible and pray every day? Or are you backsliding from the Lord? You want to be happy in the Lord? You want to enjoy peace in your life? Seek the Lord. If you don't, you backslide, you don't read your Bible, you don't pray, you'll feel very miserable. And when the Lord is not on your side, not with you, you can be sure to face many, many troubles and problems in your life. You will have no joy. You'll be miserable. You want the Lord to be with you. and you want the Lord to be with you, you must walk in this way. You must seek Him, obey His commandments, and keep yourself from the things of the world. And here we find Jehoshaphat practicing separation. He walked in His commandments, in the commandments of the Lord, and not after the doings of Israel. The northern kingdom, Israel, had turned very evil and wicked and idolatrous and immoral. He kept himself away from the doing, the sinful doings of Israel. Separation. Are we living a separated life? Bible Presbyterian Church is known for its biblical separation, which is commanded by God. For this reason, the Lord has blessed the BP Church and denomination. Although today we find people backsliding, compromising, straying from this important principle and commandment. But let us stay true, like Jehoshaphat. He practiced separation. And what else? Look at verse 6. It says here, and his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Now take note, it's good for your heart to be lifted up, but it better be lifted up in the right way, not the wrong way. If your heart is lifted up with pride, you will quickly fall, surely fall. But here, Jehoshaphat, his heart was lifted up, but in a good, in the right way, in the ways of the Lord. In other words, he set for himself the highest standard of doctrinal, ethical living. Have the highest view of God. Have the highest view of His Word. His heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. And the word lifted up here also means, also has the idea of encouragement. He encouraged himself. It also has the idea of determination. He determined in his heart to put God first, to see God in the highest, to believe in God 100% and trust in His Word 100%. You know, to be a king of God's people, be a ruler is not easy. Because we can so easily compromise. As the king, you want to be popular with the people. And then this temptation to be popular with the people is very real. And if you want the approval of men and you want to be popular with people, you may compromise the faith. You please men instead of God. And Jehoshaphat determined in his heart never do that. He wanted the approval of God, not of men. And that involves a great deal of courage. He must be courageous. And he encouraged himself and he determined in his heart to walk in the ways of the Lord. This is what we must have. Do you have such a heart? I don't care what people think of me or what people say of me. I'm not bothered. I'm concerned of how God, what God thinks of me and what God will say to me at the end. I don't want Him to tell me, I never knew you. I want to hear the Lord say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Is your heart like this? May our hearts be lifted up in the ways of the Lord. And again, it's not just faith without works. Jehoshaphat here showed that he has true faith by his good work. For he took away, moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. Right? Remove all these idolatrous objects. Now, first, by doing so, he obeyed the very first commandment of the Ten Commandments. You know the very first commandment, don't you? What's the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me, right? In the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 47, there's this question: what is forbidden in the first commandment? You know the answer? What is forbidden in the first commandment? The answer is this: the first commandment forbiddeth the denying or not giving or not worshipping and glorifying the only true God as God and our God, and to give that worship and glory to any other which is due to him, to God alone. While here, Jehoshaphat did precisely that. Worship the only living and true God, and he removed all these idols, which will become a snare to the people, a temptation, a trap. And he made sure the land is cleared and clean and cleansed from all these false and filthy objects. So he did well, he did good. You want to please the Lord? Are there idols? Are there idols in your life? May not be these statues, these objects that you pray to. But an idol in your life can be something. There's an addiction in your life. You're addicted to these things, and they take the place of God. They take the place of spiritual things in your life. It could be your career. It could be money. It could be, you know, the internet, computer games, the casino, fornication, pornography, sports. It could be your family, your children. And for students, it could be your grades, your ambition to be first at the expense of God and your spiritual life. There's so many things that can take the place of God and become an idol in our life. Have you cleared these things from your life and put God first? If you want to please the Lord, you must do this, just like Jehoshaphat, who was sincere and serious when he says, I seek the Lord, I put him first. And then what else? You know, in verse 7 to 9, we find him doing something remarkable. Not mention of the other kings, but he did it. What did he do? He organized teaching teams and sessions for the people to teach them God's law, God's word. Right here in verse in verse 7. Also in the third year of his reign, he sent to his princes to do what? To teach in the cities of Judah. To teach. And not just the princes, but also the Levites, the priests. Verse 8, and with them he sent Levites. And what did they do? Verse 9, they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. He had a teaching program set up, organized teaching teams. The princes, the Levites, the priests, he sent them with God's word to teach the people God's law, God's word. Not only me, my life must be right with God. You also must be right with God. The only way is to know God's word. So if you want a biblical premise for Sunday school, for fellowship groups, for Bible study groups, right here. Jehoshaphat was the founder of such a program. And this was certainly well-pleasing to the Lord. I'm glad Chairman just now, Elder Chu, announced the FEBC night classes and online classes. I'm glad the leaders of this church encourage the study of God's Word, not only within the church, but, well, we are privileged to have a Bible college. Come and study. Know God's truth. Which will not only help your life, but you will be a help to others too. The Lord can use you with a good knowledge of His Word. Take full credit. Work towards your certificate. While Jehoshaphat engaged in such a program, set up such a program, and what he did pleased the Lord very, very much. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with it. And that was precisely what happened, right? Look at verse 5. Verse 5. See how the Lord blessed Jehoshaphat. Therefore, the Lord established the kingdom in his hand. And all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. So all within Judah, the Jews, they honored him. They brought him presents, and had riches and honor in abundance, the Lord blessed. Not only the people within the land, but those even outside of the land. Not just believers, even unbelievers. The heathen nations also paid tribute to Jehoshaphat. Look at verse 10. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the land that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. These were enemies of the nation of Israel and of Judah. Enemies, the heathen nation. And yet, the Lord made them to live peacefully with Judah. And he made peace with Jehoshaphat. The fear of the Lord, we read here, the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the land. So they dared not wage war against Judah. Why? Because they must have remembered how when the Lord, when Jehovah was with Israel, in the days of the conquest, was with Joshua, godly Joshua. If God is on your side fighting for you, surely be defeated. Cannot win. Look at powerful Jericho. Look at how the walls fell. And now you have a king, a godly king, and God is on his side. Can't fight God and win. So the fear of God fell upon them, and they made peace with Judah. And verse 11, and also some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver. And the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,700 rams and 7,700 he-goats. This is not a small amount, not chicken feet over here. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. When God is on your side, your enemy becomes your friend. So true. That principle and promise in Proverbs 16 verse 7 demonstrated so clearly in a true to life, a real, actual, historical event in the life and reign of Jehoshaphat. Not only him, there are other examples as well. So it's a true saying. There's something that can happen for you also today. If your ways please the Lord will make even your enemies be at peace with you. And let me give a testimony of how this has been true for FEBC. For about a decade, FEBC went through a most difficult time. I think most of you, if not all of you, will know about this because it was national news. Unheard of, a church would sue a Bible college. And why? Because the Bible college took a declared position. We believe not only in the perfect inspiration of Scripture, we believe also in the perfect preservation of the Scripture according to God's promise. And you know all the verses. We just believe what God said. He inspired His words in the past, and He will keep His words pure throughout the ages. Heaven and earth shall pass away. My words can never disappear. Always preserved. Till heaven and earth pass, one jot, one tittle shall always pass from the Lord till all be fulfilled. We believe that. And using biblical principles and by the logic of faith, we can tell for sure where God's word is, what God's word is. Where are all these words? Which word? By the logic of faith, thus saith the Lord, it is written right here. In the Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek words, God originally breathed out, and these words have been preserved, intact, no words lost, till today. And these are the Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek words underlying our very faithful and accurate translation, namely the Authorized Version, the King James Bible, the chief of all the Reformation Bibles. The Reformation was certainly a wonderful event from God. So with the logic of faith, based upon God's promise, and based on biblical principle, we can see and interpret history from God's perspective. And then we can be sure of God's word, so that we might live by every word. The Lord says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. And for this, well, the church, life church, wanted to kick us out. We went to the extent of filing a lawsuit to evict us from our birthplace and our home. They hated this doctrine. We believe in this doctrine. And isn't it a good one that honors the Lord and glorifies Him? Doesn't it give God's people great confidence in God's word? And it undergirds the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know His word is true. And so the good news is truly good news, because every word is true. We can trust it 100%. And you know the result, don't you? The Lord is true to His promise. If a man's ways please the Lord, He will make His enemies to be at peace with Him. And the Lord vindicated His holy name, vindicated His word, His truth, vindicated His school of prophets. And now we are dwelling peacefully at our birthplace, at our home, 99A and 10 Gilstead Road. God is true to His promise. Not only then, God is true to His promise even now. And after this whole episode was over, one of the elders of the church, one day came to my study, my office. And he was one of those who were active in the lawsuit. He submitted his affidavits, signed his name. Then one day he came to my study and presented to me an envelope and said, "This is a love gift to FEBC." When a man's ways please the Lord, when you say God is so powerful, is number one. He's powerful not only to preserve us until the very end. He's powerful to preserve His words. And His word is 100% perfect without any mistake. Don't you think He is pleased? And when you're in trouble, will not the Lord deliver you? Surely He will, for His own glory. And He kept and fulfilled His promise. The Lord is good indeed. The Lord is great. And all glory to Him. And you can experience this also in your life. If you only will please the Lord in your way, He can even make your enemy to become your friend. So learn this good principle tonight. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord help us. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy truth. Thy word is truth. And for such precious wisdom You have imparted to us from Thy word and from the many wonderful, good stories in the scripture, true to life, which we can apply in our life today. So bless Thy people and grant us the grace to walk in Thy way, to please Thee in our life. Grant us Thy Spirit to empower and to enable us to do this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.